Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest Bailey McCoy, Executive Director, Canal Market District.
Opening weekend of the Canal Market District Outdoor Farmers Market. Now, Joel has been every week, he's like talking about the Friday indoors market. He's like, let's get this thing outside.
The last couple of Fridays were pretty nice.
I'm like, don't worry. It's going to get there. You're going to get outside. This is the opening week. But real quick, go back to those indoor markets. I know Joel and his wife were down there. We were down there a couple of times. People really have bought into this, have they not? That indoor market at the arcade?
Yeah, people were excited to have a way to support the Canal Market District vendors year-round. We hosted about 20 to 25 vendors at that indoor market at the arcade. Again, every Friday, 4 to 7, we were there so people could still buy some of their favorite products and even some new ones. We had some different vendors at the indoor market that didn't do the outdoor market. It just kind of depends on our vendors' availability and of the products that they grow or make as well. But it was a super positive response.
That arcade is beautiful, and you were mentioning your sister has a business down there, and I was talking to John and Emily. I know you'll find this hard to believe, but at the archive, we kind of like to go there, and even they were like, you know what, it's just great to have different foot traffic come through there. Yeah. I mean, were you hearing the businesses inside say the same thing?
Yeah, we were. The market was mutually beneficial for both the arcade vendors and Canal Market District. I think the more things to do at a place, the better. It does bring more people, so there are people coming to shop the arcade shops that didn't know the farmers market was going on and vice versa. So it really helped give exposure to the businesses and business to both them and the farmers market vendors. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Did you have a lot of folks want to get involved in the farmers market down at the indoor market? Because, I mean, or did you have to say, hey, we have to cap it at a certain number? Or could you have put more in there, you think?
Oh, we were squeezing them in there. So as we do, we will fit as many vendors as we possibly can. But yeah, we got a lot of interest from vendors throughout the outdoor or the indoor season that are also going to be coming to the outdoor market as well. So
what I like about both is that it's not just about making a sale. I mean, the people that come there are really cool about sharing their story, talking about how they came up with their product, whether it's, you know, grow or baked goods or whatever. I mean, we bought some Christmas ornaments. Ooh, I kind of say, I mean, it must have been one of the December markets. And it was just fun to talk to the people. I mean, and that's, we talked to other people that are there shopping. It's just kind of a festive atmosphere for folks that have never been. It really is a great vibe.
It is. Vendors are really proud of the products that they're bringing to the market because we're a producer-only market. So the vendors are either making or growing the product themselves. They're not reselling things that they bought somewhere else. So they really do take pride in it. And they love sharing about their story, how they started their business, or, you know, what care they put into what they're making. So it really is great to be able to have that relationship with the people that you're buying your food from or other products.
Yeah, I'm wondering too. I mean, because like a mall will have an anchor store. Mm-hmm. Are there entities that have been with you for so long that's like, this is why people come?
Yeah, I mean, going on now, this will be our 11th season. We still have a large handful of vendors that have been there every single season so far. And of course, we get new vendors each year too, but majority are return vendors. And they come because of the people and the relationships that they've built. And I already, throughout the year, have customers calling Canal Market District and reaching out and saying, just want to make sure, is this vendor going to be there? When can I see them next? So yeah, we get that all the time.
Well, for Dave and I, it's crazy cucumber guys. I mean, they're fun, but their pickles are so good. And I mean, I've kind of got my favorites. In fact, Dave was at the market. Was that last week or 2 weeks
ago? 2 weeks ago.
And he just texted me. He's like, I don't see you. Do you want pickles? Because they're here. So, you know, that's the thing with a vendor is when you establish that relationship. Yep. You know, I like the bread and butter. And that was kind of my go-to for a while. Then I ventured out. Now I'm on the horseradish pickle pick. And I'm telling you what, it's just fun. You just get to know them a little bit. And they're like, hey, try this. And it just works out great for everybody.
So the pickles are great. I'll give a little teaser about something new at the outdoor market this season. So the Crazy Cucumber is going to have a little competition. I won't say more, but come down to find out what that means. I think everyone will be happy. Crazy Cucumber will still be there. Yes.
Are you a pickle person?
Yes.
Okay. So what is your favorite?
I kind of like the spicy ranch. There's so many flavors, so it's hard to pick, but yes.
My daughter-in-law and my son, that was the first thing. We had them over for dinner.
I've not even seen that one.
Oh, the spicy ranch, that's their favorite.
Oh, well, I got to check that out.
That's the only one that they, because I'm like, hey, they're going to be at the market Friday. Mm-hmm. They're going to be back out and about. Spicy ranch, got to get us some spicy ranch. So do you give yourself a chance to try all the different, I mean, it'd be a lot of things to be trying, and you're pretty skinny, so I know you're not eating. You're not eating a lot of the snacky stuff. I can guarantee you that.
Well, I do. I try to buy from as many vendors as I can throughout the season. I probably hit all of them at least once, some multiple times. Of course, with the kids there, they've got their favorites too. So we love to try all the different foods at Canal Market.
Mom, we'd like a cookie now. Mm-hmm. Mom, we'd like a cinnamon roll now. Mm-hmm. Believe me.
Our sweets vendors know them well.
So who is the final determinant on the vendors? Is that you? Is it a board? Kind of take us through how that works.
Yeah, so Canal Market District, as a nonprofit, we do have a board of directors. As far as vendor acceptance, that more falls on our both the staff, so me as director, and I rely on our vendor advisory committee. So we have a small committee that's made up of other vendors that have been at the market for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we have certain guidelines that we follow when we're looking at new applications, and it's a whole process, but we get some help and feedback from other vendors.
Well, you hear, but like if Joel and I said, hey, we happen to be and we saw a vendor and we'd like to see him there, do folks call you and say, hey, check these people out, and then do you act on those on suggestions?
Yeah, we do. Yep, we love feedback and suggestions from the community, from our shoppers. So, yes, we absolutely do kind of do research out there, and we'll put out posts on Facebook if there's something specific we're looking for, or maybe we're missing. And we've gotten vendors through that. We've got a hummus vendor that's been really popular at both the indoor market. They'll be there all the outdoor season as well. I think that was someone that was kind of a connection through Facebook, or we might have said, you know, we're looking for, or what products are we missing? Someone said hummus, and we got a connection there.
Hmm. Do people have to, do the vendors have to sign up for the entire year?
They don't have to, but most do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, because it seems to me, Bailey, if you get a spot, you want to keep it. I mean, you know better than I do. Hey, we might not be able to make it this time. Well, I can't guarantee you're going to have a spot when you come back, correct?
Right. And consistency is better for the business, too, for the vendors that are there every week, and shoppers know that they can rely on them and find them there.
Okay, so it opens Friday. What are the times? And then you'll start Tuesdays, but not till a little bit later, correct?
So an update on Tuesdays. We won't be having a Tuesday market this year. We're going to focus solely on the Friday markets. And they're every Friday from 4 to 7, no matter the weather. So even if it's a little chilly this Friday, we'll still be covered under the pavilion there and every week. And when it gets hot, we've got the fans going. It's a really nice facility to be shopping at a farmer's market. We're super lucky to have that facility.
Oh, I got to believe people when they see that, because again, I go back to when the whole concept and then when it was built. I got to believe when people come down there for the first time and they see that, they're like, holy cow, because it is I mean, you can't ask for a better spot to me, like you said, than that arcade.
We are super lucky.
Or not the arcade, the Canal Market District. So entertainment, you guys are going to have that again this year?
Yes, we have live music and entertainment at every market. Back to the, you know, talking to our shoppers and the community about feedback. So we put out a post this year on Facebook too, asking who do you guys want to see perform at the market this year? We also put out the same post about food trucks. Who do you want to see here every week? And I just went through that list. We had so many comments on those posts. And so that's where I pulled from to find and book our entertainment for the season. So, you know, of course we get the local middle and high school bands and orchestras. We've got the 4-H band. We even have a harmony flute ensemble this year. That's kind of new. We've got some fun bands, too. There's 60 Years Later is a band. They're playing some music from back in the 1960s. Of course, we've got Barefoot McCoy a few times. And there's a lot of local musicians, even some that I hadn't heard of, but they're local. Kyle Browning Acoustic. We've got Evan Flowers, Joe Manning, a whole list of others. So we've got every Friday booked for the whole 6-month season before the market starts. So we'll post that.
That's a lot of work.
And that list will be posted on the website. If not today, then by Friday. So people can kind of look ahead and plan to come down on the dates.
Who's the kickoff?
The Newark High School Band.
Brilliant.
That's been a tradition.
We had Lee Auer in here not too long ago, and he mentioned, you know, the kids will be ready for that. And usually have Mayor Hall ring the bell for the first one, too, don't you?
We do, yeah. We've started quite a tradition there that will continue this year.
Now, are there separate acts each night, each Friday night, or they play throughout, take an intermission, but do they play the 3 hours, or do you guys kind of have different acts?
On certain days, we do have two. So sometimes it's split up an hour and a half. So the band will play for the first hour and a half. And we actually have one of our own vendors, Lou Duncan from Turtle Dove Produce, closing us out for the last hour and a half.
Very nice. So see that? Look at that. Hey, you're here. Bring your ukulele. We'll put you on the stage. You get to all the markets. I mean, obviously you work with Canal Market District, but you know, you said you get to the Granville. You like to take the kids on the bike and ride down there. You really do are passionate about this, is what I'm getting at. You love this stuff.
I love food. So anywhere I can get really good food. And there's no better like high quality food than the farmers markets. So we do get around to the others.
And you,
well.
And like you said, I mean, you talk about you want to make sure it's produced and right here. You don't want something coming from here. Are these people buying it and selling here? Mm-hmm. Do you have to turn away vendors who are like that? Or most people know when you come to, this is what you got to do.
Yeah, certainly we would. And we've been in that situation before. But we tried to prevent that by doing site visits or doing a lot of research on the vendors before accepting them into the market.
Okay. Well, and when you talk about great food, I mean, that's the nature of a farmer's market is, hey, here's what's in season. So that's how you get those great flavors. I mean, I think people, you know, in the last 10, 15 years, whatever it is, we've kind of become more foodie centric. And so people want to know, A, where does the food come from? And then that vibrant flavor, you know, hey, I got turned on to this because it's in season and here's how you cook it and here's what you make with it.
Yeah,
and all that educational stuff comes along with it.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, food trucks. We're talking about, you know, growing your own stuff, but here we are, food trucks. You talked about how, you know, you put out a poll, so to speak, to folks, say, hey, who would you like to see? And you got good response on that. There'll be food trucks. Not that there weren't before, but you'll have a pretty good variety this year as well.
Oh, yeah. Great variety on the food trucks, too. So if you want something ready-made for dinner, again, we're bringing back all the favorites. We've got Schmidt's, Pita Abilities, the Chubby Hawaiian is a more local one, and lots of local trucks, too. Happy Dog Pizza.
Chubby Hawaiian. I'm not going to let you go past.
I've never seen a more natural reaction to a name of a place than that. That was hilarious, David.
Chubby Hawaiian. What are we talking here?
Like sticky rice and chicken, like marinated chicken with pineapple in it.
So now, do you try all the food trucks to say, maybe this will work, maybe this won't?
I've tried most of them.
You've gotten in. The kids, are they like, hey, Ma, we want to try this one over here?
Oh, yeah, especially the pretzel shop. They're the same business in downtown Granville. They've got the pretzel shop truck, too, that they've brought to the market. They're coming several times this year, and their soft pretzels are amazing. And they do stuff, too, with, like, hot dogs, wrapping them in the pretzels, and pizzas made out of the pretzel crust. So
you do a lot of research on these places. Are there more, just, you know, to go a little with the Chubby Hawaiian, are there more, like, I don't know how to say it, like, heavier naming things rather than, like, the Skinny Hawaiian? You know what I mean? Like, do you see that in marketing?
Yeah, I do, because I feel like food trucks are just your place to, like, kind of splurge or get, you know, a big heavy meal, and it's just so good, and like gooey grilled cheese and things like that. So, and we also have, speaking of, you know, along those lines, Fat Kid Burgers is a popular local.
That
one.
Was what I was
there.
Thinking of, yeah.
They'll be there. got a Bada Bing, Bada Wing.
Bada
so many.
Bing, Bada Wing. I mean, can we open up today? Can we just go down there? Well, the food truck festival's coming up, too. Are you guys, are they going to be, they'll be in that area, correct?
Yeah. Yep, the Licking County Coalition for Housing organizes that event every year, and it is on the second Saturday in May.
Yeah, it's the 9th.
Talking about. Yep.
Now, let's also talk about OSU Master Gardeners. And I know you said that they're going to have a booth there, and they're going to be doing something special throughout the season as well, correct?
Yeah, so the OSU Master Gardeners, that's a great partnership we've had for many years, but they come 2 times a month. Usually it's the first and third Friday of every month, and they have, every time they come, a different plant start to pass out. So you could essentially get all the things to start your own garden just coming to the market, and they pass that out for free with information. Every week, like I said, it's a different plant.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Bailey McCoy, Executive Director, Canal Market District. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.